Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you as always, and we thank God for you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that not only somebody's praying for you, amen, but we love you and we're praying that you can continue to believe in God and trust in God. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are happy to have you. And you call a friend and tell a friend, amen, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And we're coming to you as always. And we're seeking, amen, to welcome all of you to our desires to bring you the truth through the grassroots level. All listeners are called in to share the biblical experience that we can grow thereby. The subject is, who is the man of sorrow? Who is the man of sorrow? Amen. Father, we thank you right now for your message. We thank you, Lord, for those that are gathering. We thank you, Lord, for those that are calling in, wherever they might be. Lord, you said, Jesus, you said, where two or three come together in your name, and there you'll be in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, that you never forsaken us in times like these. Oh, Father, we thank you for knowing all, seeing all, and have all the power in your hand. And we give you the glory because, God, without you, amen, we would not have the victory. And we thank you and we praise your name. Lord, now we're coming together, amen, to ask you to stretch your hand and deliver us. Heal and deliver all those that are bound by Satan's hand, those that are bound and distressed through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Thank God for you and you. Call a friend to tell a friend. This is Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We're on blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And also you can find us on our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Continue to pray for one another, as well as you missed this broadcast and want to review it again. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And that's as for Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you'll find us there. Amen. You can call in at this time. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. They can go to 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you have a story to tell, do you have something you want to share on the subject? Amen. After about a couple of minutes here, and we're going to the broadcast, those of you that's been in for the first time, amen. How we work, we're at the bottom of the broadcast. We are open up the studio to take in calls, and we'll ask for your to push 1 on your phone, and then we'll go to the area code and we announce your last 4 digits. Amen. We will not give you a name. You don't have to give your name. We want for you to relax. It's just like a telephone call. Amen. But you be sharing with much more of your brothers and sisters, because we're coming together. Like Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. A brother would try to sharpen his countenance of his friend. Amen. You might have a part here and there when we begin to put our ideas and our vision together. Amen. You get more understanding. You get understanding, because Proverbs 24 and 6 says that the multitude of counselors, there is safety. A multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. We don't come together and fight the word. Amen. We just come in together. Amen. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He is the Word of God. He is the Word of God. God is communication. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. There was nothing made that was made. So everything you see, trees and the nature and animals, amen, God created that. Amen. That's the God we serve through His Son, Jesus Christ, over the church. Amen. We're talking about sorrow. Jesus had said that, amen, and He is the man of sorrow. He is the man of sorrow. Amen. To know more about Christ, amen, Jesus made that statement in Matthew 24 and 8. He said that in the last days, amen, the whole world, amen. He said these the beginning of sorrow. Amen. All this is the beginning of sorrow. Amen. Whereby, amen, you begin to look at the storms, the hurricanes, and the earthquakes, and the walls, and rumors of walls. Amen. And the pandemic that we're going through. Amen. Layoffs and economy, sickness and death. Amen. All these troubles and trials. Amen. Jesus knew about it. And He warned His people. He warned the church. Amen. And we have begun to search out His word and live and depend on what He says. Amen. Say, these are the days. This is the beginning. The beginning of sorrows. Beginning of sorrows. Amen. We always ask you to examine your Bibles, what Bible that you have. Amen. Making sure that you what you invested in. We have always endorsed some of the main Bibles. Amen. The King James Bible, the Amplified Bible, American Standard, the New International Bible. Amen. The Good News Bible. Those are one of the mainstream Bibles out there, and you can choose, making sure that you have the truth. Making sure, along with that, you need a Bible dictionary, a concordance. Amen. To go along with your studies. Amen. The Bible says that Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:16, he said, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Amen. Teaching that for the correction, for the reproof, for the instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped in every good work. Amen. All scriptures, we believe in the Old Testament, the New Testament, amen, the old doctrine, the old covenant, and it came on in to the new covenant. But Jesus came in, He made things simplified for us. Amen. Paul also said in 1 Timothy 2 and 8, amen. 1 Timothy 2 and 8, amen. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen. So we have the Word of God, and this is our lamp to our feet. This is our direction. This is what encourages us and directs us. and help us to go through the things that you see here. God does not let his people stumble in life from day to day. Amen. He knows all things. He sees all things. Amen. He is the Word of God. He is communication. Amen. He is the church through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he come to save us and help us. Amen. He does not leave us, amen, unequipped. Amen. God is a winner, not a loser. He's not a maybe God. He's a truly, truly all-powerful, but he's love. Amen. That's what love does. Love, allow, and give you every chance. Amen. Repentance is one of the biggest doctrines, amen, you find. Amen. Repentance. Amen. Repent and ask God to forgive you. Amen. Those that know God, those that, amen, in the mainstream and coming on, amen, in Christ, God bless you and welcome. Amen. But you know that you can always come back to Christ. Amen. You can always come back to Christ. Looking at the book of Isaiah, amen, the book of Isaiah and the 53rd chapter, amen, of Isaiah, one of the major prophets of God, amen, Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, I will be reading from the King James Bible, amen, say, who have believed our report and whom the arm of the Lord revealed? For he has grown up before him as a tender plant and as a root of the dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteem him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him strict and smitten of God and afflicted. Amen. A man of sorrows. What is sorrow? Amen. The dictionary finds that sorrow is, it is grief, it's remorse, it's sadness. Amen. It's mental suffering. An expression of grief. Amen. When a person say they are sorry, amen, a feeling of showing sympathy or regret or worthlessness. Amen. Jesus, amen, he was a man of mental grief. Amen. He was a man of regrets. Amen. He of mental suffering. Amen. He expressed that. Amen. In Isaiah, amen, spoke of his suffering, the suffering of Christ. When he went to the cross, amen, he knows about the suffering. He knows about the anguish. He knows about things that we go through. Amen. He knows how we wrestle, amen, dealing with situations and problems. Amen. Sin came in. When sin came in, it, and through Adam and Eve, amen, it brought sorrow. It brought sorrow. Amen. The woman, amen, because of her disobedience to God, because of her, amen, being involved in a dialogue that caused her to disobey God. Amen. People think a lot of things goes on in life, but when you disobey God, amen, it's one of the worst sins. Amen. It is. Amen. One of the prophets says, disobedience is worse than witchcraft. Amen. Because it brings in an open door for the enemy can come in and use your life and your problems without the power to reject God, reject him. Amen. God told the woman, amen, in the third chapter of Genesis, after she had disobeyed God and her and Adam and Eve, amen. He said in 3:16 of Genesis to the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow, and in your contraction in sorrows you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. Amen. Sorrow came in, amen, during the time of Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen. During the time of Adam and Eve, amen, when sin came in, when the enemy came in, amen, he found his way, amen, through men choosing to have an option, and he told them a truth, but it was a half-truth, amen. It was called deception. It had them to figure out and gave them a place where they had to wonder, amen. Eve had to wonder, amen, was the situation right or wrong? And she chose to watch, to go with her eyes and her smell, amen, and she, her feelings and emotions. And Adam and Eve had sinned. They had sinned. And it brought in sorrow. And it brought in sorrow. It is an emotion, amen, and it's common to man. Amen. Emotions, we have fear, we have sorrow, we have love. Amen. All this is common. Amen. And you go through life, we all, amen, are sorry about something. We all, amen, go through some problems. Amen. Because God put it in our makeup. God put it in our makeup. Amen. Ecclesiastes says in the 3rd chapter, to everything there's a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to moan and a time to dance, amen, and a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, and a time to embrace and a time to restrain from embracing, amen. There's a time. The things that come in our life, amen, where God has, amen, he knew about it. He knows about it. Amen. We are human. We live in a sinful world. We live in a world contaminated. Amen. But God got the power. He has, remember, he's not a loser. He's not a loser. He's not a maybe. Amen. He is, amen, all in all. Jesus came in Isaiah 61, the prophet Isaiah. Amen. One of the one of God's major prophets, because of the writing described and how God used him. Amen. Like Paul said, amen, in 2 Timothy we read 3:16, amen, that amen, the God inspired men to write. The Spirit of God moved upon men. Have you ever been to you got an inspiration to do something? Amen. You got a chance to write down things, and amen, you feel that day motivated, amen, to do a lot of situations, to do your work for the day, or you're motivated, amen, to take a walk or write or study, amen. That inspiration, God moved on his men, amen, those that he called and set out to do a job. God used them, amen. And in Isaiah 61, amen. And notice here in the first verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearts. Amen. To proclaim liberty to the captives, to open of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance to our God. To comfort all those that mourn. Amen. God is a comforter. He comfort all those that are mourn. Appointed to them that mourn in Zion to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness and the planet of the Lord. Amen. God has it all. He has it all. Many times we don't learn, and we are constantly learning to use what God has given us in his, through his salvation, what God has given his people through his salvation. Amen. It's more than just amen. You accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You've been baptized in water. You've begun the Bible studies like you study now to understand about what God has given you, his promises, Amen. It's more to that. You have more benefits that you have to activate. Amen. Activated by what? Putting him in each plan. Put him in each of your agendas. Amen. In your schedule of the day, your time of the day, by praying and asking him to be with you. Proverbs 15 and 13 says that, amen, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Amen. A merry heart is good to seek. Amen. Songs and scriptures. Amen. Of being around the right people in righteousness. Amen. That you can laugh sometime. Amen. That you can have a little humor sometime. Because it's good. It's good for you. Laughter. Amen. Proverbs 14 and 13. Amen. Proverbs 14 and 13 say, even laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. Amen. So a heavy heart, amen, and it breaks the spirit, amen, but laughter, amen. Does the scripture say laughter, amen, is good like medicine. Amen. It's good like medicine, amen, to have joy, a merry heart, amen, can help you overcome. It's good to have a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. Because there will be one of the antidotes you can use through the time, because there's always going to be times, and we're in the times of now, things that are happening to men, things that are happening to people. Amen. Maybe sometime your family, your friends, or relatives, situations can happen without you being aware of it. Amen. But God letting you know, that's one way. Amen. You can get the power. Proverbs says, amen, understanding brings strength. Understanding brings strength. Amen. Once you understand the situation, amen, once you know that your car is need gas, amen, you have understanding, you feel strong about the situation. Any situation come up, rain or shine, and you look at your needle on your car and say, well, I know I have to put some gas in the car. I know what's going on. Amen. When you know, amen, so many things that happen throughout the day, the week, the month, you know, you say, well, let me find some scriptures. Let me find to be around people, amen, that I enjoy, amen, that we can be lighthearted, amen, that we can sing a song, a hymn. That's why it's good to be a part of a church, amen, that you can go and assemble yourself. Everybody come into the church, amen, they are there to assemble or worship and sing and be with Christ, amen. And be with one another, shake another hand, amen. We can laugh together, cry together, amen, and sit there and share with one another, amen, because we know, amen, the assembly of Christ assembles going on all over the world, people coming together, amen, in sin and out of sin, groups. Amen, because it's power in that. It's good. It's like peer pressure on the positive side, because you know everybody's there, amen, seeking God. Everybody there seeking God. The positive position, amen, about this side of grief, disappointment, amen, and letdowns, amen, it's natural. It's natural, amen. And the promises that Jesus said, Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. Matthew 28. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. Even to the end of the world. He didn't give no conditions. He said, I'll just be with you. Amen. And he promised to be with you. And he will. He keeps his word. Amen. God keeps his word. He is the word. Amen. He gave that promise. Amen. In Matthew 28, during the time of he was given the commission, the great commission, to all the world, all his leaders, all his Christian, all of you that, all of us that follow God, he wants us to spread out the word to people everywhere. He wants us to be involved, amen, everywhere, explaining to people about Christ. Amen. He is the panacea. He is the antidote of things that's happening today. Amen. He goes against, amen, what people think and how people think. Amen. He feels, and we feel that maybe sometime, and it's natural, because when he told Jesus, in the garden, the Lord told Adam that it wasn't good that he should be alone. God knows sometimes loneliness, amen, can seek in. So when Jesus said, amen, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world, amen, he's there. Since you accepted Christ, amen, he brought in a feeling of compassion. He brought in a feeling that you're not totally alone. Amen. You might feel that you lost a friend or family because it's natural, but in the completeness, Christ is with us always. Amen. Matthew 28:20. And he said, I'll be with you always. That's promise. Amen. And since we have come into Christ, 1 John 4:4, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So when Christ came into your life, amen, he's there. He's there inside, we being with you, amen. He's always knowing what's going on inside of you, amen. He knows, you might not think that he is, but he is there. He's there always, amen. And the Holy Spirit is our bottom line comforter. Amen. He is the one that Jesus sent. Jesus said in St. John 14, the disciples, they was really being a little sorrowful because of the fact that he said he had to go away. But he said, if I do not go, amen, amen, it's needful for you. So the Spirit of God is all over the world. The Holy Spirit is all over the world, not just in one area of Jerusalem or Galilee, amen, not just in Judah. Jesus said, it's important that I must go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come, amen. He was kind of limited to the fact that he would be only, amen, in certain areas of the world. But since Jesus went away, amen, since he went, he sent the Holy Spirit, which is the third part of Godhead, amen, that's controlling the church for our salvation, healing, and deliverance, teaching and guiding when you leave the tabernacle. Amen. When you leave the tabernacle, the pastor, the elders, the bishops, the apostles, they are limited to those physical areas. But the Holy Spirit is not limited. He's all over the world. He's everywhere. He sees all. He's in you. Everywhere you go, the Holy Spirit is there. Amen. So the Comforter, amen, like Jesus said, amen, when he comes, amen. And this is why many times different churches and different church groups in the faith of Christ, they feel it being too spiritual to talk about the Spirit of God, because they feel that he's only there for joy and only there for church. But nevertheless, you understand, if you study that Jesus said when he comes, amen, he's a part of the church, amen. And many people downplaying, they try to slander his name, which is one of the unforgivable sins, amen. But the Holy Spirit, he's the one, he's a comforter, amen. Jesus used that he's a comforter, amen. In the book of St. John 14, in the King James, and some call him the teacher, the helper, paraclete, that comes along the side, amen. But he's more than that. Amen. When you can't find any help or consolation, the Holy Spirit know how to pick you up. The Spirit of God can pick you up, give you a dream, a vision, amen, to help you, amen, to motivate you, amen, to go on and say you can make it. Amen. Jesus wept. Amen. He slept. He ate food. He know about the human attributes. He know about, amen, our suffering. Amen. That's what made him, amen, God had given him, that's why he said he had all power in heaven and in earth. That's why he sits on the right-hand side of God right now. Man, he knows about sorrow. He knows about our grief. Amen. Isaiah 61, Amen. He knows. Amen. Acts 10:38. Amen. Acts 2:38. Amen. It says God was anointed. God was anointed. Jesus of Nazareth was anointed. Amen. He went about healing. I'm anointed by God, and he went about healing all those was oppressed of the devil. The enemy sends spirits sometimes. You can send them around. Amen. He sends spirits. He sends problems and situations. Amen. Old memories, old sins and things that, amen, God has forgiven you. Amen. He tried to go back to the origin from your family life, from your life, and bring up things that he wants you to take. You to take that into your marriage, take that into your adulthood, take that into your new life in Christ and carry it along. Amen. But no, not so. Not so. You have to say, if you hurt, say, be truthful that you are hurting. Amen. Don't tell a lie. Say, well, I'm going to be all right. And you don't hit your finger and then say, ouch. Oh, I hurt my finger. Amen. And they'll say, well, I'm going to be all right in God. God, no, I'm going to be all right. Yes, I'm sick. Amen. Call for the elders. Let the elders pray for me. Amen. Yes, I have a problem. Amen. But God going to help me. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. Don't hide any faults and finds. Amen. That you're trying to cover up things. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to cover up and hide out. Amen. If you're sorry, say, I'm sorry about your problem. I'm sorry this thing has happened. But I want you all to pray for me. Amen. Amen. You're human. Amen. You're saved, but you're still human. Amen. And God knows these things. God knows these things. He knows all about us. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines. And we know we always thank God for you and you, those of you that's been here for the first time, to understand how things work. Amen. We always, amen, ask for your ask for you to press one on your phone, and when you press one on your phone, what we do is call out your area code and your last four digits of your phone. Amen. When you do that, you can come in. You don't have to give your name and address or nothing like that. Amen. But this is in knowing that God loves you, and some of the things maybe you have went through, amen, that you can see, amen, that and want to share with us. Amen. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We're talking about sorrow. We're talking about things that are happening from the human era. Amen. And you can come out of these things and these situations. Amen. As time goes on in our life. Amen. You don't have to carry, amen, heavy burdens. Amen, that you had from a childhood. You don't have to carry heavy burdens that you had, amen, early in life, amen, into salvation. God has given us power. He's given us the ability. But we have to say it, amen. We have to say things that be truthful, amen. Let's press one on your phone, amen. We have... You might want to express something to those that are listening. Amen. And God had taught you how to come out of your worry, come out of your situation. Amen. He don't want you to lie about problems and homes and jobs and sickness, your ability. Just be yourself. Once you be your real self, you can grow in Christ. Amen. He don't want you to be, amen, that nickname they call you many a long time ago. Amen. He don't want you to fake what you see on television or what you heard other people say. Amen. Sorrow is real. Sickness is real. Amen. And healing is real. And God is real. Amen. Once we believe in God, amen, he's real. Amen. When we accept him, amen, we begin to see, amen, that he is real. When he came into our life, amen, we have to more, the more we give to him. John the Baptist said that, amen, when they heard about Jesus was baptized, amen, in Jordan, and they began to say that how he was healing people, and they told John about it. John said, yes, I must decrease in order for him to increase. Amen. You can face situations when you decrease. Amen. You have to put God first. Amen. All the old prophets and the old brethren, like Paul said, great cloud of witnesses that went on before us, how they were so victorious. They always pray to God first. Amen. Even over just over their food. They pray over their food. Amen. They pray in the morning. They pray, God help me on this. God help me. Always teach our young people, ask God to help you. Amen. On your schoolwork. Ask God to help you when you're going out on the highways. Amen. The same thing applies with us. Amen. It's not a silly, amen, thing. God, you use your power and your energy to stay. When God say, I want you to do this and obey me. All right, we have a caller. All right, press 1 and 4. All right, 954-4485. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just coming in and listening. I kind of joined the call a little late, but I did hear you say that, you know, talking about sorrow and pain and things of that nature, just kind of came across me that, you know, we don't know always what people are going through, you know, what their situations are. And, you know, so as Christians, it's always best that we be sensitive, I guess you could say, to that. You know, understand everybody comes out of a different environment. It even reminds me when Paul was saying, you know, when he was with the wealthy, well, he acted wealthy. And then when he was with the poor, so we have to be able to adjust and understand, you know, everybody is different. We don't know what everybody's going through, but mm-hmm. we should be able to, you know, work and talk and speak with anybody, you know, no matter the situation, mm-hmm. No matter whether they're rich or poor, as Christians, we should be able to adjust in those situations. So that's what I want to mm-hmm. say. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Good point. We are, amen, the Son of God and children of God, and we have to be sensitive. That's what love is, patient, kind. Amen. All right. God bless you all. Amen. Your lines are open now. Amen. For those who call in, amen, express, that's what we're about. Amen. Of doctrine of truth. Amen, where we come to express one of our comments to help one another. Those of you that are listening, amen. I know regardless how bad it looks sometimes, we have to, amen, show peace, the Beatitudes, about the attitude. Amen. Jesus was talking about in the 5th chapter of Matthew's, the attitude of people, the attitude, amen, that you have about life now has changed. Compared to, amen, the what you used to be. Amen. All right, let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. If you have a comment, a question, amen. We always like to open up the lines that we can share with one another. Amen. Iron can sharpen iron with the share the continence of our friend, encourage one another. Amen. We know these are the times of sorrow. Amen. We want to, amen. It wasn't your fault. Amen. Because you couldn't stop the hurricane. You couldn't stop the floods, the layoff on your job. It wasn't your fault. Amen. So don't let the enemy begin to have you those kind of regrets that you should have saved up or you should have known better. Amen. All these are times people are questioning themselves and wondering why this person did that, why they said this. Amen. You don't want to carry those kind of those mental hurts. Amen. People's words, amen, can hurt too. Amen. You tell God about it. Amen. Express that. Amen. To friends and relatives. Amen. Praying with some, and they was really distraught about, amen, the debt. They've never been in debt. They never thought they, because they always paid their bills. Now they don't have a job, and bill collectors just calling and calling like they're criminals, and they wonder what's happened, why God allowed this. Amen. I got a word from the Lord. He said he haven't abandoned his people. God haven't abandoned you. Amen. So don't feel abandoned because, amen, you was laid off and wonder why you got sick. Amen. That's why the Bible said in the book of James, it called for the elders of the church. Amen. God knew about sickness. That's one thing Jesus came, couldn't destroy the work of the devil. Amen. Undoing things that the enemy brought. He brought sickness. Amen. He brought sorrow came in the world through in the book of Genesis. Amen. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Amen. And God said that the woman, through her sorrow, she's going to give birth. Amen. Birth pains. Some of the scriptures talking about when Jesus said in sorrows in King James, the other three different versions of the Bible said in the last day it's going to be like birth pains. Now, women have children. Amen. Pains come to and fro, here and there, here and there. So, okay. All right. You can press one on your phone there. We're getting close to closing out our time. Amen. Always happy to have you and you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. And thank God for your call. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. They can go to blogtalkradio.com/ Jesus Christ International, Jesus Christ International Ministries. And you can click on all different type of programs we've been having 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sorrow is a natural emotion. Amen. Jesus, amen, he wept when Lazarus died. One of the shortest scriptures in the Bible. Jesus wept. Amen. And he is, Isaiah said, he's a man of sorrows. Amen. He's acquainted with grief. Amen. He knows about our condition more than you think. Amen. So we should thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Amen. He knows about us. He cares about us. Amen. He sees us. He understands. Amen. He was bruised. He was wounded. Amen. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Some feel that, well, feeling sorry and regret because God, you got sick. And you feel that you shouldn't be sick because you're saved. No, Jesus came to heal the sick. Amen. He came to heal the sick. Amen. It's because we live in this world, and we live in the world of sickness and disease. Amen. All these different hurricanes and all type of viruses are going on. Wars are going on. Amen. And you wonder when it's going to stop. No, Jesus knows about when it's going to stop. He knows about when it's going to take place. But thank God, you know, that's strength. Sometimes we forget about knowing is power. Ecclesiastes says, amen, that wisdom is a defense. Amen. Once you know, You're able to defend yourself. You're able to help yourself. Amen. And money is a defense. Amen. So God wants us to have these things. And if you got God there, learn. Amen. We take classes in a lot of things, but we have to take time and study. I don't want to study out of a Bible, but pray. Amen. Ask God to give you strength where you know you're weak. Amen. If you know you're weak in some areas, say, Lord, help me to be strong. Joseph, amen, he never expected what he went through, but the Holy Spirit helped him. Amen. All these men and women of God, the Spirit of God moved on them. Amen. God knows when to move on you. God knows when to help you and encourage you. Amen. That's why, amen, the church, amen, we say that in the last days, amen, Acts 2 and 39 says the promises is unto you and your children. Amen. God said, Joel, he's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Those that accept him now, those that accept him and want to be with him, he doesn't force himself on people. Amen. God doesn't force himself against people's will. Amen. If you want to be with him, he want to be with you. Amen. But we have to learn how to abandon disobedience, learn how to abandon. We can't have both ways. We have to have, amen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. It's good to have a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. Keep yourself moving in the right direction. Amen. Because you can be motivated in the wrong direction. You can decide not to be a part of heaven, to be a part of Christ. God does not take joy from you. He does not take peace from you. Amen. He wants you to be happy. That's why we say the joy of the Lord is our strength. All right, we can push one on our phone. We're getting ready now. We're going to get ready to go into prayer. Amen. We're getting ready to, those of you that tuned in, amen, don't forget our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And want you to go to /, amen. You can find Doctrine of Truth. Go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You can go to all the programs and all the timing. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, he's willing to be with anybody, those that accept him, all over the world. All over the world. God is not limited. That's why Jesus told the disciples, it's needful that I go away. Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. If I don't go away, the Holy Spirit will not come. The Comforter will not come. Amen. It's important, amen, that we understand that God loves us and he given us power to use. Amen. He give us power to use, but amen, and use it in your defense. Amen. The Holy Spirit, he knows when it comes to your defense. He knows, amen. That's why Jesus called him the Comforter. Amen. He's the Holy Spirit, but he's the Comforter. He knows how to comfort you. Amen. May not be what you think is how he's going to comfort you. Might not be the way you figure it should be. Amen. But his ways is not like our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. Amen. But he loves you. He cares for you. Amen. He'll always be with you. Amen. In the book of Acts, it said, Acts 10:38, it said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. The enemy wants to oppress you. Amen. Make you feel you're just not wanted. You're not anything because you learned it from your childhood. You have to. The parents did the best they could. They brought it up from what they learned. Amen. The little comments they made when you was coming up. Amen. You don't have to carry those negative comments. You don't have to go those ways. Amen. The enemy used that to oppress you. Amen. To go against you. Amen. But God made you a new creature in Christ. But we have to learn how to get this man and the old body, the old man, to come into, amen, under the power of God. And the power of God. Amen. You can't have it both ways. You got to either be with him, amen, or be against him. Because he knows all things. He sees everything. All right, let's push one now. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. Praying for those that are in a deep sorrow, those are going through grief because of the pandemic, going through the things that they feel the church should not go through because we're all saved. Amen. But, you know, the church does go through because we live here on this earth. But the spirit, amen, is free. The spirit, amen, is with God. But the body is still here. The body is still moving around. Amen. But that's why the church, God gave us power to lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, amen, to pray, amen, through Jesus Christ. And he warned us what to avoid, how to live, how to walk, how to talk while we're here, that we can have the power to help our brothers and sisters. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. Get ready for prayer. Amen. Those that want to pray for our sisters and brothers that are absent. Amen. You might have someone somewhere. But this broadcast will be shared. Others, and there's others are listening, those that come in, amen. We press one on our phone. We'll give the area code and last four digits. Amen. And we want you to share this, what you have now. Amen. Share it with Christ. Amen. Help those brothers and sisters, amen, who are spreading the gospel through tracts and telephones and praying on the phone. That is one way we can reach out to the lost world. Amen. It might be somebody you want to reach, but you know they won't listen to you. You can give them this website. Amen. You can give them this program from time to time. Amen. And have them to come to the broadcast. Amen. So there's many other ways that you can reach out to people. Amen. You know how we use television, we use cell phones, we use other things to have a pleasure. Amen. God wants you to use that. Amen. For his being. Amen. All right. We're getting ready to get ready. Going into our latter part now. We're getting ready to pray. Amen. We thank God for you and you. You and you. Wherever you might be. Amen. Continue to read the word and understand that he lives. He lives and he's fair and he's honest. Amen. He knows the sorrow. He knows the problem. He knows the conditions that goes on in people's lives and why they do what they do. Amen. He knows what brought them to that part. Amen. That's why we say repentance. 1 John 1:9, Jesus said, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Amen. He knows, but he wants you to confess it. He wants you to confess it to him. And when you, that's true. When you know, amen, your toe is hurting, and you know why your toe is hurting, they say, well, my toe is hurting, my hand is hurting, Lord, help me. That's being truthful. Amen. So don't let the enemy tell you, no, your toe is not hurting. God, if you know, confess your faults one to another. Amen. And pray one for another that you be healed. Amen. Don't cover up nothing. Don't hide anything. Don't find, amen, be your true self. Amen. And when you begin as your true self, you'll find the real joy of God in your life. Amen. You find the real joy. Amen. Don't like Adam and Eve. They start passing the buck. Oh, God, it was the serpent. And Eve said, oh, God, it was Adam. And Adam said, oh, God, it was the woman that gave me. Amen. Gave me these troubles. Amen. Let's go ahead and confess it and believe it. Amen. And be your true self. And you'll find, amen, freedom and peace in your heart. Amen. Father, we thank you for being with us. We thank you, Lord, for those that are called in, those that are listening, those that are going by the internet, those that are going to the program. Well, Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance. Give them freedom. Give them the truth through your Holy Spirit. Amen. Your Holy Spirit will go to them and be with them and guide them and help them. Because you promise, oh God, that you will give them the Spirit of God. Oh God, you promised them to be baptized in the power. And we pray that they receive that power that you give them. Oh God, heal the wounds. Oh God, some been wounded from childhood. Some been wounded through abuse. Oh God, mental abuse. Some have been wounded by physical abuse. Some been wounded through spiritual abuse. Amen. False teachers and false preachers and false leaders have wounded them spiritually. Oh God, and caused them to want them to worship them and follow them. Oh Lord, heal that, oh God, as they come to you. Amen. Idols have wounded them. Oh God, heal the wounds. God, heal the past. Heal them that they can walk upright and be free for them, not be ashamed of their past and their life. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, we give you the praise and we give you the thanks, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God, at this time, that we be ready. Amen. In these last days, that we'll be ready, oh God, to be the soldiers that you're bringing up, oh God, to be the people that you're calling for in these last and evil days. And Lord, we give you the thanks, we give you the praise, because we know that without you, we're nothing. And God, we thank you, oh God, for helping us. And Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for this broadcast and those that come in every now and then. And oh God, those that are going through their computers. And Lord, we ask you to bless them. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And we thank you, oh man, for all of y'all that, amen, wherever you might be. Amen. Continue to ask your friends and your relatives. Pray for them. Amen. Pray for them. Don't wait till it's too late. Amen. You decide you want to pray for your friend and relative. No. Amen. Continue to pray for one another. Amen. We're listening to a portion, amen, of Men of Standards. Amen. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody looked out for you. We thank God. This is Doctrine of Truth from Bishop Poole. Amen. Until next time. Amen. God bless you.